Thank you for joining us at Not a Great Whisperer podcast. This is your host, Katie Ray. We are at the beautiful BKN Creative Studio today in Central Ybor, interviewing one of my faves, you know, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Frank Saffy, my father. She's living his best life. I have two guest hosts today, Amber and Christy Saffy, my sisters. Basically, we're interrogating my dad today. We're going to ask him a bunch of questions just about life, how he got here to where he is today, how much he paid Byron to marry him, and basically just, you know, what he's doing. My grandmother raised him. Thank you.
Great.
You can't laugh in the mic. So, Dad, say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience. How are you?
Oh, man. No, they're not going to answer back, Dad.
Oh,
okay.
They can't answer you.
He may.
Wait, he's like me at a garage sale.
See you later.
Get closer to the mic when you say something. Okay, so this, I feel like this is basically a clusterfuck right now. You three on the other end with a mic. You thought I was crazy. This is going to be great. Okay, so let's just dive right in, right? You'll hear awkward breathing. That'll be Amber laughing and trying to hold it in throughout this episode. So, Dad, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've known me your whole life, and that's the best part about your life, but go into the other parts. maybe just like the industry you're in, your career, your amazing nursing career, and then just kind of how you got here with all these kids just running around.
Wow. Yeah, I have to check my watch, see what time it is. Anyways, I've been a nurse for many, many years. And I've done many aspects of nursing in hospitals, not in hospitals, outside on the street, wherever.
Okay.
Okay.
Illegal healthcare on your streets. Go on.
So what's the problem?
Go on.
No. And I've worked, you know, hurricanes, and I've gone to, you know, done volunteer work and worked in the clinics. So I've had quite an exhausting career. I'm the go-to for the family for if you have a hangnail or
isn't that the truth?
You are the family's WebMD.
That would be correct.
I mean, you're great.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
How do you feel about that?
It's great.
No annoyance.
Well, all of you have been annoying, but that's been your whole life of annoyance, and that's how I get through the day. Is my children are annoying.
Oh, oh, that's a great motto.
That's
get
awesome.
Through your day.
It gets me
glad the
my
girls
day.
Can hear this great motivational speech.
Yeah,
you have.
It's well, it helps me to, you know, wake up every day and know what I'm going to face, and it's wonderful.
Well, let's get off that. It's very kind words that he had. What's your craziest story as a nurse? Of course, without giving details of names and HIPAA things. Just what's your craziest story? Maybe you couldn't tell us as a kid or. I think the emergency room one's pretty good with the gun.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah. I was at triage at a hospital in New York State. And this gentleman came to the window and pointed a gun at me and said he wanted to be seen right away. And I asked him what his name was. And I said, well, your number 8 right now, but if you blow me away, you'll be number 12.
That's a logical reason not to shoot you.
Well, and I hit the button for the police, so they came.
After you shit your pants.
Well, literally.
Yeah.
Much. Yeah.
You left for the day.
I was crying.
I would have been too.
What number were you after that guy left to be seen?
Yeah, hopefully one.
Immediately.
Well, that one was pretty crazy. You did tell us that story as children, though.
Yes, I did. We used to do a lot of things like we worked trauma and it was very busy all the time. So you couldn't go anywhere and eat. So you would eat in the trauma room. You'd have spaghetti and pizza. It was on the counter.
Do all nurses listening right now, they're like, yeah, they understand.
Yeah. Because
cool.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's just the way life is. You do what you got to do to get through the night.
You do. Gosh, these words are great.
Room. It's wonderful.
So new topic. You and Byron, how long have you been together?
7 years.
7 years. So I think most people that know us know you and mom got divorced after 25 years of marriage. And then you were dating someone and then you started dating Byron and you and Byron got married. Mm-hmm. Byron stuck with us forever.
Yes, I told him that's the only thing I'm leaving him.
What, us?
Yeah.
Aww.
He's going to love it.
Yeah. Oh.
I said you can have the kids and the grandkids.
Oh, wow.
You're not getting anything else.
That's sweet. That's true love. And he stayed.
Also, yikes.
And he stayed. Or was he drinking Jim Beam when you agreed to that?
He hasn't sent you the picture of all the stuff that we got in
Tennessee. Yeah, of course. I love it. Oh, tell the world about your new travels.
Oh, yes. Well, Byron and I bought a motorhome. And we just took a very nice 10-day vacation to Tennessee.
Motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
Motorhome.
Yes.
Nurse, motorhome. Also has a place you don't live in your motorhome all the time, which is great. I'm glad for that.
Why? That would be fun.
But what's your favorite thing about traveling? I know we used to do it when we were younger. We would rent an RV and go to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did that once.
We did?
And I never wanted to go on another family vacation because then we moved here 6 months later.
Wait. I feel like we did it a lot.
Did that once.
No, we did go to Disney a lot, but we only rented the RV once.
Why does...
Because we lived in Buffalo like when we rented the RV. Ever.
It may feel like the longest trip because you had a tick in your neck, so maybe that messed up your brain.
Oh, could have.
Yeah.
Wow, Dad. Yeah, that was a fun trip.
I'm so glad to be in this podcast.
Oh, there he is, folks. Okay.
You're welcome.
So tell me what it means for you to have all your family together. You have your ex-wife and her new husband, and you have your new husband, and just everybody together. And
it's great.
What kind of advice you can give other families that don't do the co-parenting thing as well as you and Mom?
Well, to always remember that the kids come first. That's what it's all about. Doesn't matter about anything else. If your kids come first, then you don't have any problems. I mean, there's always those little things that happen, but the best part about it is if you take care of your children and your grandchildren, it's great. There's nothing that makes it a hassle. You know, and we all live in the same neighborhood almost. So it's a great thing.
What do you want to tell younger generations? You came out in your 40s,
mm-hmm.
So it's hard in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you want to tell younger generations about just being who they are? And
always
timing is really important, I think, in life. And you wouldn't have had all of us amazing kids. You're welcome.
Right, because I always wanted kids.
But for other generations that you see struggling or that they feel they can't be themselves because of society or the pressure around them, kind of like you had.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like that now. It's not as bad. No, it's really not. Kids are more open.
There's more support.
Yes, and there's more support for them. But they're more open with each other, where it wasn't like that years ago. You couldn't be open with each other.
So growing up, you didn't have as much support even in your peers?
No, there was none.
It was more of the facade. Like life was just a big...
party.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that's what we did, party.
But social norms were different, you're saying?
Correct.
But don't you see people struggling as younger generations, kind of finding who they are?
Just in general, yes. People, you know, young people in general, because it's a lot different now. Kids were, because of the way we grew up, we didn't want our kids to have to work as hard or have to go through what we went through. It's not that I had a bad childhood. My father just believed that once you hit 18, I do nothing for you anymore. It's your deal.
Yeah.
So that's what you had to do. So you either went out and got a job or you went to school and still worked and did that. But I think that your mother and I always instilled in you guys to have a good work ethic. And you always have. That's the thing. Yes, we wanted you to work, have a part-time job when you went to school. We wanted you to do those things so you could be around people. But we also, when you were younger, had you in sports. So you learned how to deal with people and be part of a group. You know, not just be all by yourself all the time. So I think... nowadays, it's a lot harder for kids in some ways because they're so into everything that's IT. They want computers and phones, and they don't want to have any communication with each other. They don't know how.
Yeah. You're great with your phone. Your passcodes are so hard to figure out on your phones.
Yeah, well,
on your tablet.
And it's all on my computer, too. They're all the same. So if anybody wants them, just give me a call. And I'll be giving
them. Yikes.
So tell me, though, who the hardest person to tell was at that time. Or maybe even after you already came out and then you still had to call someone and tell them. Who was the hardest?
Oh, no, I didn't have to call anybody. Your mother called them all.
Oh.
Thank
she
you.
She called everybody.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was fabulous of her.
Weird.
Well, I mean, at least that took the burden off of you.
Yeah,
yeah, I didn't have to call anybody.
So what was, no. Okay, then what was the hardest conversation after, since you already had a news event at some
point? My brother Paul, because all he did was cry.
Aw, and he couldn't get any words out?
Well, he did eventually. He just said, I could have helped you. And I said, no, you couldn't. You're 5 years younger than me. You didn't have any idea. So he was the one that was the toughest.
I feel like so many people said I could have helped you, but did you feel like there was something wrong with you at that time?
No, a lot of people didn't say they could help
me. They just didn't
understand
how to talk.
Right. Paul said that because he felt bad that he wasn't there for me.
Yeah.
If I needed him. And it just, he was, that was the only one that was the toughest.
Yeah.
You know, John and Annie were fine. I didn't have any issues with
the rest of the crew that knew already.
No, those are my two other sisters. They already knew. They said that to me. We already knew.
Ugh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing about Byron?
He's so easy to get along with.
He is.
Easy, he's breezy, so easy.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Especially with the gym being.
He's, sunshine. Sunny side, buddy.
He's sunny side.
Yeah, sunny
and
side.
And how do you feel? I mean, of course you loved mom. I mean, you're married for 20. You guys had four kids together. But what do you think about, you know, people who are remarrying or finding another? Like, do you think you can truly love two people in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Why?
Because people are fluid. And there are certain times in your life that you are in love with that person and get through what you get through to get to the next level in your life.
Yep.
Some people are, they say they're in love with one person, but you know what? Yes, they might have married that one person they say they're in love with, but they were in love with somebody prior to that. Yep. Somewhere along the line.
Maybe themselves.
That could be it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I sing myself the song, "If You Like It, Then You Should Have Put a Ring on It," to myself in the mirror. A
There's
lot.
A reason for that.
Because it's I love myself. Okay. So how many grandkids do you have?
Six.
Okay. Who's your favorite?
Joanne.
Ah, little Vinny and Courtney are going to be so mad at this. Jaden doesn't really understand.
I hope you guys don't listen.
Dane and Brayden are like, what? Gigi loves me. What about your favorite kid? Who's your favorite child?
Christy.
Okay, still no hesitation.
You're right. Uh-huh. The hero, remember.
So proudest dad moment.
Proudest dad moment. Well, the proudest dad moment is to see the birth of your child. So the proudest dad moment for me was the birth of everybody. Children.
Which you were there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What about your proudest husband moment?
Proudest husband moment. Well, that's pretty cool. Let's see.
Wait, which marriage?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay, rude. Byron, thank you for your time. Husband, not ex-husband moment.
I mean, that's a fair question.
Okay.
Thank you.
This sticking up for Amber is getting a little unreal.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's the big sister thing.
Yeah,
I
get
it.
Stick
up for somebody at some time, at some point. Proudest husband moment.
Can't take that long. It's like Jeopardy.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. He has earned that right, everyone. So we are going to take a sponsor break.
Okay.
This is KatieRay.com as your sponsor for Not a Great Whisperer podcast. Go back to add your answer now.
Oh, proudest husband moment?
Yes.
When he said we should get married.
Oh, yeah, I know. I always thought Byron was going to be like, no, I don't want to get married.
Oh, no, he
I
never
love
did.
It.
And then all of a sudden he said, yeah,
let's have a party.
Married.
Let's have a party. Let's get crazy.
Yeah, and we did have a party. It was a fun party. We did have a fun party, though.
Yeah, I had a blast.
It was a great time.
Katie definitely had a blast.
For everyone.
I think you all had a blast.
Katie had a blast for everyone.
Yeah. Shout out for breastfeeding moms out there. Sometimes when you drink a lot, you get hammered quicker. And you realize because you're, you know, all those nutrients are going out of you. And then you're drinking. And then you're like, wait a second. Don't worry. The child is not drinking that. But all I'm saying is, I may or may not have been a little tipsy on my dad's wedding.
Oh.
And then I had a speech that I nailed that I can't really remember.
Did you nail it though?
Nobody knows. Do we have it on camera? No.
No.
Thank God.
But my fun part about that too was when all of you girls were so mad because how come Vinny and Vinny are the only two standing up there? And then I had all the flowers.
My dad had his son and first grandson stand up for him. And then at the very end, while we were very mean and bitter, he so said mean. We were walking down the aisle too and standing up for him.
And I gave
And we were
flowers.
Like, oh my God, we're the best. It was great.
Yeah. So, okay. That's why you all had the different colored dresses.
Proudest. I'm
gone.
Part of proudest
to be debated.
Proudest nurse moment for you in your career.
Proudest nurse moment in my career.
When you retired and then got another job, and got out of retirement.
Okay. No, my proudest nurse moment was when I went to work Hurricane Katrina, and I was working in a women's and children's hospital in the emergency room because I had pediatric experience, so they thought that would be a good place to send me. I was out in triage in the front, and this 54-year-old woman came walking into this pediatric emergency room and said she didn't feel too good. And she was having a heart attack. And I'm the one that had to, because I'm the only one that had adult experience, had to help the pediatricians take care of her to send her down the so we could ship her out and she was stable.
There's a reason that was why you were there.
Mm-hmm. There was a reason I was supposed to be there.
Yeah. Wow. Did she live?
Yes.
Wow.
She did fine. She had open heart surgery, but she did fine.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
So that's a...
You're kind of a badass. The man, the myth, the legend.
Man, the myth, the legend. I
like
that. That says that.
We all know.
The legend has retired.
So can we talk about retirement for all those people that are retired out there and stayed in retirement? How do you...
I'm not retired.
I know. You were, though.
For 10 months.
Okay. What made you come back?
A friend of mine decided that she wanted to be the director of a case management department in a cute little hospital in Tampa. And she said to me, maybe you need to come out of retirement.
Oh, okay.
And I said, all right, maybe.
You were a little bored.
I was bored.
Even though you like painted the house and do things.
Him and I were doing stuff. And Byron likes to have some of his free time. So he would like that I was out of the house, get out. So I did.
And you're a good nurse.
Yeah.
And you're good in hospitals.
I like being in the hospital. So.
What do you want? Okay, as probably going to be one of our favorite guests on the show will probably be you because you control the whole show yourself and take your time to answer questions.
I do.
What do you want the audience to remember the most about you?
That I have an amazing personality. And I'm able to deal.
Stay humble.
Yes, and I'm able to stay humble.
How modest are we?
Okay, now I'm being serious. Everyone who knows me and will know me is my sarcasm comes from this man across the table. Also my passive aggressiveness. But
I'm not passive aggressive. I'm outwardly aggressive.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. always know yourself. This is what I want people to know. Always know who you are. My dad has nailed it. Mm-hmm. I think as one of your daughters... I think one of the greatest things you've taught me is just be yourself. I think for you, your life was perfect the way it panned out because you always wanted children. And the, you know, even though it was hard to not be your full true self.
Right.
But I think the timing was perfect. And for us, I see that I don't care if you like me or not. There's no label that's going to completely identify me as a human. But I like that. I just love people for being a person, just like Christy said in one of our episodes, was that it just made our minds open up more. And I actually love that experience and love that you were able. I'm thankful that you did come out because you are yourself. You are who you are. And you just showed the world like kind of fuck off. This is what I'm going to do.
See, now I know you say he's himself now and but we always saw this. He was always this person to us.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, that label didn't change you.
Right. Like, it didn't change him at all. Like, he was always the same.
But you're still sarcastic.
Well, yes, that too. But he's always been the same. Like, he's always been this person. So it's not like he's ever really changed us.
Yeah. And that's why I would always introduce you as my dad, let people get to know you because society has this horrible thing of labeling people right away. So I know they'd fall in love with you without any labels attached. So. That was a lot when I was younger. I would always make sure they met you before I would share with them that you were gay or that my mom and dad are divorced because I don't feel like that made you who you were.
No,
at all.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't make me who I am. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Trying to.
That was great.
You sounded like Uncle John there.
It's because we're a lot alike.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you glad we moved from Buffalo?
Yes and no. I feel.
You need one answer. Thank you. One answer, sir.
Everything's not black and white, Katie.
This is a gray area. It's a very gray area.
I'm thankful we're in Florida.
Well, I'm thankful we're in Florida.
Yeah.
But I also feel that I took you away from your extended family.
What are you going to do?
But people move away. People do. But I don't think I could have done as well in my career if I didn't come to Florida.
Why did it help you focus more?
No, it got me better opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Which I wouldn't have had where I was.
Yeah.
Better money, better ability to do things for you guys, which was my goal. I mean, I didn't work for me. I worked because I loved my career, but I also worked to take care of my family.
Yeah, and you had a family and your career.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
It's great.
So we'll remember you for your awesome personality. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
Yeah. As the youngest, what is your strongest quality?
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Telling everybody what to do? As the youngest, I feel that I've taken all of the other siblings' best characters and they have molded me. Where they have shitty characteristics, but for me, it's just all awesome. So I took all of the awesome.
I'd have to
so the great, the hero mentality for Christy, took it, love it, running with it. Amber's organization, love for life, and resting bitch face, I also took from her. Vinny's humor, laughter, and hairy back, I took from him. And yours, so many, Dad, those sweet qualities of yours that I took.
Oh, it's so nice.
Of loving people.
I get
moms, loving of others. I took from that, loving of others. Big mm-hmm. D, I'm little D. But yours, definitely sarcasm and passive aggressiveness. It's aggressive.
It's aggressive.
And it's just owning aggressive. It, right? Just we're authentic as you shit. Know
what? Just when they hit you with it, just take it.
Well, yeah, here take it and run with it, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe throw it back at him, do something.
Sure.
But thank you. That was a great question. Probably my favorite of all the guests. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For my questions. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it is about me.
Sometimes?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great.
But again, you're tuned in to Not a Great Whisper. We had Frank Zoffi on today, the man, the myth, the legend. He's amazing, living his best life.
Yes.
In his 60s and looking great doing it.
Oh,
boom. Man. shout out to the fam in Buffalo.
Yes.
And in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And in Kansas.
Yep.
Well, we just want to say goodbye. Dad, do you want to say anything to the audience?
Just thanks for having me.
Oh, always. Again, too. He's so sincere.
Sweet. So sweet.
Amber, Christy, thanks for joining us and bringing this guy today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, the ride was great.
Okay. And we're done. Thanks for joining. Bye.